Please rise in body or in spirit for the reading of the scripture. Today's scripture is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 3 through 10. The message. May all the gifts and benefits that come from God our Father and the Master Jesus Christ be yours. Every time I think of you, and I think of you often, I thank God for our lives of free and open access to God, given by Jesus. There's no end to what has happened in you. It's beyond speech, beyond knowledge. The evidence of Christ has been clearly verified in your lives. Just think, you don't need a thing. You've got it all. All God's gifts are right in front of you as you wait expectantly for our Master Jesus to arrive on the scene for the finale. And not only that, but God himself is right alongside to keep you steady and on track until things are all wrapped up by Jesus. God, who got you started in the spiritual adventure, shares with us the life of his Son and our Master Jesus. He will never give up on you. Never forget that. I have a serious concern to bring up with you, my friends. Using the authority of Jesus our Master, I'll put it as urgently as I can. You must get along with each other. You must learn to be considerate of one another, cultivating a life in common. The inspired word of God for the people of God.
Let us pray. Almighty and loving Lord, I pray that your words will come through me, and the meditations of our hearts together will be acceptable in your sight. Our Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. In the spirit of the Apostle Paul, at the beginning of all of his letters, I'd like to begin my sermon as Paul does. Paul says, every time I think of you, and I think of you often, I thank God for your lives of free and open access to God, given by Jesus. There's no end to what has happened to you. The evidence of Christ has been clearly verified in your lives. I thank God for you. I pray for you. I think of you often. Even as I was off for those many weeks, I thanked God for you. I prayed for you. I thank God for your willingness to use the gifts that you have been given, the gifts of music, the gifts of teaching Sunday school and youth and adults, the gifts of generosity in your financial giving, the gifts of service in this church and in the community. My friends, collectively as Christ Church, you join your spiritual gifts and your financial gifts together in order to serve our Lord. You join your hearts in worship. You join your hearts in learning in the different places that you learn. And you are able to do this because of the grace that we have received from Jesus Christ. Grace is a powerful and important word. You remember grace, our kids' grace word. Grace, an important and powerful word. And yet, we could easily go another way. We could easily go the way of the world. Everything about the American way is about, and the way that we live is about a life of getting what you can, getting what you earn, getting what you deserve. You get what you work for, and the harder you work, the greater the reward. That's how the American way has been set up. And there's not really anything wrong with that, because working hard is a good thing. Hard work is good because it helps you get a paycheck, it helps you pay your bills. That's a good way to go until we start to use that same thinking when we start thinking about how we relate to God. When we start to relate to God in a way that work hard, God will give me more. Work harder, God will give me more. God doesn't relate to us like the world relates to us. Hard work, God gives you more. God relates to us based on grace. God is about grace. Without grace, we cannot even know God. Without grace, we can't understand God's teaching that we find in the scriptures. Rule read the scripture for us, and our ability to understand that is because God is a God of grace. And the Holy Spirit works in us, and we are able to understand the words of scripture because they're not just words on a page. There's deep meaning in scripture. Without grace, without Jesus, we cannot know God. It is Jesus that, the grace of Jesus Christ that allows us to know the God that is our Creator. But what is grace, and how do we live out of grace? Now that I've been paying all the bills, and true confession, my husband paid all the bills, and so that's been a learning curve for me in the household, I've learned a little bit about grace in the paying of bills related to larger society. Now, some bills, when there's a due date, you better get it in before the due date, right? Otherwise, there's a late fee, right? But there are some bills, our house payment is one of them I discovered, that has a grace period. And so it's our house payment is due on the first of the month, but our grace period goes to the 15th. Right? That's a pretty good thing, right? And there's some other bills, like our city sewage and trash bill is the same way. There's a little bit of a grace period, and it says, do this date, after this date, pay the late fee, right? So that's a grace period. And the company that has a grace period in bill paying doesn't know if a person needs a grace period or not, right? Right? They extend it to everybody. And the company that has the grace period doesn't know who deserves it, okay? So they don't know who, in receiving the bill, deserves a grace period. They just give it because it's a grace period. They just give it. One of the definitions of grace is anything that I need but don't deserve but get anyway, right? Like our kids with the fruit snacks. Some of those kids had done some things, maybe they didn't deserve a fruit snack, but because of grace, they got a fruit snack anyway, okay? They were forgiven for whatever behaviors parents punished them for, because it sounds like they all had consequences. When it comes to God's grace, it's something that we can never, ever, ever repay. It's something that God gives to us, regardless of if we deserve it, regardless of if we've earned it, God gives us grace because God is a God of grace. When God looks at us, God sees us when we fight with our siblings. God sees us when we cut in front of somebody in line, we cut in front of somebody in traffic, we forget to hold the door open, when we say something mean to somebody. God sees all of that. And yet God sees it through the lens of grace. God sees it through the lens of grace. Now, if God were to see all that without the lens of grace, we would all be punished for the crappy stuff that we do, right? We would be punished. And yet God looks through the lens of grace. The lens of grace is this free gift of salvation that comes through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The lens of grace is what brings us peace as we live our days amid hardship and yet still find ourselves surrounded by God's love. Out of the mouths of one of our young disciples, I was asked today, has God helped me feel better? It was one of our young disciples. Has God helped me feel better? Now, I knew what he was asking. He was asking, I know you've been sad because your husband died, but has God helped you feel better? And the answer to him was yes, because God sends people into my midst to console me and to lift me up. And God walks with me and has walked with me through all of the challenges of this most terrible time. And so, yes, God has helped me. Because God is a God of grace. Through the lens of grace, God sees us using our spiritual gifts to meet the needs of the community and to meet the needs of one another and to help us experience joy. God desires each and every one of us to use our gifts in this community of faith and in this larger community of Tipton because we should reflect the rootedness of a life of grace. Okay, we have grace, and so our lives should reflect that grace because we're rooted in God's grace. And so the way we treat people outside the walls, the way we treat people inside the walls, should reflect that we are rooted in God's grace. Living out of God's grace helps us be rooted in our hearts, rooted in our life in this church, and it allows us to accept one another wherever we are in our faith journey, because we're all in different places. Next week, when we confirm our young people, I've been talking with them this whole last year about being on a journey of faith, and each of those confirmands are on a different journey. They're at different places in their faith life, and yet we're all going to come together, and we're going to celebrate that journey, and we're going to welcome them into the life of the church, as you've already done in many ways, and we're going to continue to celebrate the grace of their place on the journey. Living out of God's grace helps us grow as a disciple of Jesus Christ. And ultimately, that's what we're all to be about, is to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. And grace helps us on that journey. And we can draw our strength from God's unsolicited, not asked for, grace. Living out of grace is the power that sustains us in times when we're weak. And if you can think about, we're kind of done with the growing season, but if you can think about a trellis and a plant, and some plants need a trellis to grow on, and the trellis is what supports the plant and helps it grow strong and fruitfully. And so God's grace is our trellis. It's the support in our lives that helps us grow as disciples and helps sustain us through all the times that come. God's grace is what comes first in our lives. First in our own faith journey. Before service, God's grace has been there. Before confirmation, God's grace has been there. Before singing in church, God's grace has been there. Before this community was formed, God's grace was in this place, in the community, in the hearts of the believers. This collective journey that we're on, this journey of faith, is founded in God's grace. Without God's grace, this church and the ministries of this church, in the church and outside the church, would be meaningless. Grace gives meaning to the ministry of Christ's church. Here again from verse 8 out of a different version. God will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ's return. It is God's grace that was there from the beginning when we were, before we were conceived, and continues to be in our midst and sustains us and comforts us and guides us and keeps us on the straight and narrow. It's all about God. Didn't know if you knew that or not. It's all God, okay? Grace is all God. It's not you, me. It's all God. It's not us. Every good gift comes from God, from the grace of God. You didn't make it happen. God made it happen. I invite you, my friends, to live into the grace that surrounds you in this place, that lives deep in your hearts, and that sustains you in all of life's journey. Amen.